One of the star players for the New York Yankees reportedly admitted using steroids and human growth hormone. First baseman Jason Giambi made those statements before a federal grand jury. The testimony appears to contradict Giambi's public denials that he used performance-enhancing drugs. We've learned of his testimony through a report in this morning's San Francisco Chronicle. Mark Fainaru-Wada co-authored that story and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much. Now, we mentioned that these are from a federal grand jury, these statements. Ordinarily, federal grand jury testimony is secret. So I have to ask first off, where you learned this testimony and in what form?
And I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear that I would have to respectfully decline answering where we heard about it. I would just say what we said in the story, which we've been able to review the grand jury testimony and the transcripts of the grand jury testimony, and that's why we know the story to be authoritative.
Okay. And based on the documents that you were able to review, what did Jason Giambi admit to as part of this broader investigation of Balco, this doping scandal that has involved a good number of athletes?
Well, what he admitted was that through Greg Anderson, who is one of the men indicted in the case, he's a personal trainer, and he's specifically the personal weight trainer for Barry Bonds, the San Francisco Giants star. And Giambi admitted that through meeting Anderson on a Major League Baseball barnstorming tour of Japan that Bonds took Anderson on in November of 2002, that Giambi met him on, that through meeting him, he was able to strike up a relationship, and Anderson began providing him shortly thereafter with several different performance-enhancing drugs, primarily human growth hormone, which is a drug that he injected, also testosterone, another injectable drug, and then two drugs that have been sort of commonly referred to in the Balco case as the cream and the clear. The cream is a testosterone-based balm that was rubbed onto the body, and the clear is a drug that was basically, you would take a couple drops under the tongue through a syringe, a needleless syringe.
Now, I know that in this case there have been claims that some of the things that people received through Balco may not have been illegal. Is there any doubt that what Giambi admitted to would be prohibited activity?
Well, I think, you know, the one drug that has been somewhat questioned is this drug called the Clear. It was a designer steroid, and there's been some question about its legality at the time. But human growth hormone, testosterone, these are all drugs that need to be obtained and can be obtained legally only through a prescription from a doctor. And if Giambi was getting these, as he admits, from Anderson, then that would not have been legal.
And were there baseball rules against taking these substances?
Well, it's interesting. There were rules that began finally. Baseball has been slow to deal with this subject. It's been well documented and talked about. And finally, in 2003, which is the year that Giambi hooks up with Anderson, baseball has its first year of actual testing. At that point, though, the testing is a survey testing process. There's no punitive testing going on. So it was banned in baseball to use some of these substances, namely testosterone and the testosterone balm, but it was not punishable.
Now, Jason Giambi admitted in the grand jury testimony that you reviewed to using these substances during the 2003 season?
Correct.
When he hit 41 home runs for the New York Yankees?
Yes, that's right.
Is there any way to show that the substances actually improved his performance?
I don't think there is. I mean, I think that in Giambi's case, where he acknowledges taking steroids to the grand jury dating back actually to 2001, people will look at those numbers and certainly suspect and wonder exactly what they mean. And we don't really know. He's never asked, was he using in 2000 when he won the American League Most Valuable Player? Was he using in the years when he was with the A's? And I just think we'll never really know unless he decides to come clean fully and tell his whole story.
Mark Fainaru-Wada co-authored a report in today's San Francisco Chronicle about grand jury testimony of New York Yankees star Jason Giambi, who in that testimony reportedly admitted to using performance-enhancing substances. Thanks very much.
It was my pleasure.